Hi there. The word for you today is on putting God's kingdom first. In Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else." As I read to you the following 9 qualities, ask yourself, are these things evident in my life today? Am I developing these fruits so that I may be entrusted with greater responsibility for the advancement of God's kingdom? Okay? Here they are. First, merciful and grace-giving. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 7, God blesses those who are merciful. He also added, stop judging others, and you yourself will not be judged. Next, reconciliatory. Jesus said in Matthew 5, if a friend does something against you, go and apologize and be reconciled to him. The next quality he speaks about is teachable. Matthew 7:24, anyone who listens to my teaching and obeys me is like a wise man. Next, courageous. Matthew 10, Jesus said, look, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Don't be afraid. Next, submitted. The submitted life. Jesus said in Matthew 12, anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. How about that? Next, surrendered. Matthew 16, Jesus said, if anyone wants to be my follower, he must put aside his selfish ambition, shoulder his cross, and then come and follow me. Next, repentant. Jesus said, unless you turn from your sins and become as little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Next comes humble. In Matthew 23, we read, but those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Next, servant-minded. Jesus said, Matthew 20:26, but among you it should be quite different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Now, if you're willing to make Jesus Lord of your life, make His word the last word in all issues, and seek the fullness of His Spirit, and you know what? You can live this kingdom lifestyle too.